Hi, this is the Voice of Hope podcast. My name is Wale Okilola and I want to thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Happy New Month, everyone. The Bible says that the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. And so I'm confident that you will shine brighter and do more exploits this new month than the last one, in Jesus' name. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms like Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Anchor, and all other podcast platforms. I want to say special thanks to those who took out time to reach out to me asking why the Voice of Hope podcast have not been on air. I appreciate you. I just had to take out time to refresh and recharge. But now we are back, and I believe that you are going to be blessed tremendously by this channel. Amen. Let's set the ball rolling today. Today, I want to show you one very important principle from scriptures on how to get God to move in your life for increase, expansion, and the fulfillment of your heart's desire. The year, as we all know, is moving fast. 1 month is behind us already. And today is the second day of the second month. Before you know it, 2022 will be here. Time waits for no one. Whether you make progress or not, day and night will come and pass. Therefore, we must take our lives seriously and make progress. Today, I want to encourage you to make room for the increase, blessing, or miracle you are expecting from God. God, speaking through his prophet in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to verse 4, said, "Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be made ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore." Now, take note of what he said in verse 2, that you should enlarge the place of your tent, stretch forth your curtains, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. In other words, make room. Why? Because you are going to break forth on every side. He didn't say you will break forth on every side and then you will make room. No, he said you should make room, then the expansion will come. Glory. To get God to work in your life, you must make room for it. I like how the Message version puts it in scriptures. "Sing, barren woman, who has never had a baby. Fill the air with songs, you who've never experienced childbirth. you are ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large, spread out, think big, use plenty of rope, drive the tent pegs deep. You are going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You are going to take over whole nations. You are going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You are not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You are not going to come up short. You will forget about the humiliations of your youth and the indignities of being a widow. Amen. I am going to quickly outline a few things you need to do in order to make room for the Lord to move in your life. Number one, sing. Joy is a major prerequisite for receiving anything from God. When it comes to expecting something and receiving something from God, your expectation must be joyful. You have to be filled with joyful expectation. You don't wait for it to happen and then rejoice. No, you rejoice and see it happen. You rejoice in expectation for the increase that God is going to bring into your life. Bible says, let the people praise him. He said, then the earth will yield her increase. He said, with joy you will draw out of the wells of salvation. So the number one important thing that you need to do is to be filled with joy. Fill your heart with singing. Fill your heart with praises for the Lord. And see him perform wonders in your life. The second thing very important that you need to do is to take a step. Don't just sit down and expect things to fall on your laps. No. Go for it. If your desire, for example, is to start a business, go out of your way and make inquiries. Get all necessary information. If you desire to build a house, go out, find a land that you desire in a choice place and get necessary information. If you desire to buy a car, go online or go to a car retailer and look at the kind of car that you want. Get the price, get all the informations, place it now in a place where you can see, and every day continually make declarations about it. You won't just sit down somewhere and expect that what you desire will just happen somehow. No, if you want to start a business, take a step towards the business. If you want to get married, for example, take a step. Leave your house, go to events, go to functions, attend social gatherings. That is where you can meet people, make friends. And if you've seen someone, go ahead and talk to the person. The Twitter folks will say, they will say, shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. Speak to the lady. Let her know your intentions. If you are engaged already, pick a date. Make plans for your wedding. Even though you don't have the resources, start making plans. You will discover that as you start making plans, God will start bringing in the supplies. Amen. Lastly, you must be strong in faith. Faith, Bible says, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Message version says, it is our handle on what we cannot see. Faith is our handle on what we cannot see. In other words, it is by faith that we'll handle the things that we cannot see. You must continually call forth what you desire. Declare it boldly. I start this business in the name of Jesus. I buy this car in the name of Jesus. I build this house in the name of Jesus. I find my partner in the name of Jesus. And so many other words like that. Whatever you want to see in your life, declare it boldly. Until you see it manifest, you must call those things that are not as though they are. If your faith says yes, even God will not say no. Our God is more than able. Thank you for listening. I believe you've been blessed by this episode. If it has blessed you, please make sure you share it with your friends and family. Also, make sure you like this and subscribe to this channel so that you can get notifications immediately there's a new episode. The Lord bless and do you good. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you want to contact me, you can contact me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, stay blessed.